Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 28th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that may very well serve you for you to consider. These are places where life will be good, in all probability, when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by me mailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here is today's synopsis, and I'm entitling it The Curse of Email, because I will be talking about email, with the average professional spending 28% of the workday reading and answering mail, and that comes from an analysis by McKinsey, a very well-known firm of analysts and poll takers. But I'm going to start with an account of the great American dream that has really been lost, and the background to this loss and how it came about is quite interesting. I think I have some new information for you which will intrigue you. Then after the email talk, which will take a little time, I'm going to give you some fairly dramatic facts and figures about this email situation. I'm going to issue a short comment on addiction, which is much more common than people realize. And then I will talk about Bruce Orr's revelation. He's the former Department of Justice Associate Attorney General, which is quite important to know. And then more information on why it appears more likely than ever that the US economy is heading for a recession. That will be followed by a very quick comment on the refugee crisis in Europe, which was created by Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Then I shall talk about the money part of the debt story. Most people, when they talk about debt, they conveniently forget that debt is actually based on the injudicious issuance of money. So we will definitely look into that today. Then I'm going to give you a very quick observation about what free speech really means on social media. You may disagree with me, but that's going to be my contribution to the story for today. Nearly 25% of antibiotics prescribed in the US are given for conditions they aren't meant to treat. So that's a new study, by the way, which came up with that statistic. So we will have a look into that. And all being equal, I shall finish with a comment about digital surveillance networks, which are being implemented by governments throughout the world. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you individually 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring about vital and important information to you that will help you make a sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives at Podbean, but I highly recommend the latest 3 because they will give you a sense of how I deal with current affairs. As I say each time, I don't guarantee to discuss everything that happens during the week, but at least you'll know how I treat the things that I do discuss. So that's it. Let me just end by giving you my information, my email address for you to talk to me and basically for signing up questions. Although, of course, for sign up, you will go to the Podbean page that you're already on and look for the donate button to the left. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, RWL Martin, that's my initials. So that's rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. I try to keep these updated as much as I can, but I must confess I've fallen down grievously on the job over the last few weeks, and that appears to be about to be the case again for another couple of weeks. A little bit delayed, ladies and gentlemen. It won't affect the wake-up call, but it will affect my contributions to my Facebook and Twitter pages. But anyway, have a look from time to time, and there's lots of previous history for you to read. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUp. Call. That's RM for Richard Martin. RM Wake Up Call. One word again. RM Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation. Okay, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week, and I will be back on Friday with more of the synopses. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye bye. Till then.